36, 40 hours or so, Minnesota, Texas, and some other states have introduced declaratory statements of reaffirming their 10th Amendment rights. Other states are on the verge of passing or have passed 10th Amendment bills saying no gun confiscation, no martial law. We had a state representative on who's introduced one in Montana that's already done two readings, has a good chance of passing right now in their session. But folks want a statement in Texas about sovereignty, and that has indeed happened. And during this week, it got written up by Representative Leo Berman, Representative 6th Legislative District, Smith County, right here in the great state of Texas. And you can go up to Infowars.com and the sites and read HCR 50. But to go over that, well, this is the man that penned the bill and has now introduced it, Representative Leo Berman. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. And actually, next week, I'm going to file another resolution. And that resolution will do the same thing. However, it's going to cover both the 9th and the 10th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And what we have there now, HCR 50, just talks about our rights under the 10th Amendment. What we're doing is reaffirming our sovereignty. We're telling Washington that if you're going to mandate anything on the state of Texas, if it's not fully contained in the U.S. Constitution, we're not going to do it. And the reason we're doing this, we're taking action, is because of the we understand there's going to be a federal handgun registration. We don't want him to know where all of our guns are here in Texas. And also, there's another bill, a federal hate crimes bill. If you open up your Old Testament to the Bible and read in the book of Exodus that homosexuality is an abomination, you could be charged with a crime under that bill, and that's exactly what's happening in Canada right now. So we're just saying, if it's not in the Constitution, don't tell us about it. Don't ask us to do it, because we're not going to do it.
Why are resolutions needed like this, but not just resolutions, the states acting on these resolutions? I mean, you know, the unfunded mandates, federal gun restriction laws, NORTHCOM announcing that they're going to be over the states and over state governors. I mean, we haven't seen this since the Civil War.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you just answered the question yourself, Alex. They're running all over us, and they can't do that. We're going to reassert our rights under the 9th and 10th Amendments and let Mr. Obama know we don't want socialism in Texas. We don't want socialism anywhere in the United States. And if you're going to push us, we're going to push back, period.
Well, for those that don't know, Bloomberg reports $9.7 trillion taken, not $840 billion. And now under the stimulus package, it's basically total federalization, just all sorts of databases and federal control. And they're talking about now taking taxpayer money and giving hundreds of billions of dollars of it to corporations and private groups and individuals. I mean, this is robbery. This is bank robbery.
It's absolute robbery. But Obama said he's going to redistribute wealth, and this is his way of redistributing wealth. And before I got back up to my office this afternoon, I was listening to talk radio in my car, and Rush was telling about much of this money going to help pay people's rent, their deposit on an apartment. It's unbelievable, but this is a direct transfer of money from our kids and our grandkids in the future to people now. And it's wrong, and it needs to stop.
Well, notice what's happened. These foreign banks have bankrupted the U.S. with their derivatives and all this garbage. They get the bailout money in October, and day one say we're not using it to unfree the mortgages now. And it's also going to inflate the money supply and devalue people's savings. I mean, this is only going to make it worse.
I think it's going to make it a lot worse. And, Alex, I'm very much ashamed that the first monies came out of the Bush administration. You know, I hate that. He should not have done anything at that time. The market would have corrected itself. I still believe the market will correct itself. It's done so for over 231 years, as long as we've been in the nation. But to spend that kind of money is ridiculous. You can take $50,000 to $100,000 out of that $2 trillion bailout and give it to every single family in the United States. They would buy a new car. They would pay off their home. That would do better than what he's doing right now.
Yeah, because this isn't even pure socialism. It's government bureaucracy taking over and getting us dependent. Stay there. I want to get into what the states are going to do to resist this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is with the 6th Legislative District of Smith County here in Texas. Representative Leo Berman has introduced H.C.R. 50 under 10th Amendment, telling the feds back off. He's introducing a larger 9th and 10th Amendment bill next week. Tell us the difference between these two bills and why you're doing it as two parts. And then as we see 28 states, I believe this is 29th, about to declare, some of them are even passing it, saying no to the system. In the early 90s, 14 states passed these, Colorado, California, and others. They're not talking about enforcing them. As things collapse, as the feds take our money, send a lot of it to foreign offshore banks, as the New York Times admits they're doing. They're buying up insurance corporations, other healthy banks. This vertical integration. Time magazine had a headline last week, the New World Order, said a new bank of the world will regulate and control the U.S. We will pay carbon taxes to them. So can you speak to the two bills and where you see this going as the feds basically try to federalize the states and what you think is going to happen, sir?
Well, let me answer your first question. First, you asked me about what I'm going to file next week. Next week, we're going to file a resolution which includes the 9th and the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment reasserts states' rights. The 9th Amendment says that any issue which is not, which is enumerated in the United States Constitution does not preclude a state from doing the same. And that's what the 9th Amendment is. So, for example, since the U.S. government, the federal government, is not dealing at all on illegal aliens, we're going to try and deal with 2 million illegal aliens right here in Texas. In fact, I filed 13 bills to deal with illegal aliens. We've had debates They're costing us $4 billion a year in Texas and across the United States. I believe the number I saw was $338 billion a year, which is more than what we're spending in Iraq.
If we gave one-fourth of that $4 billion to the state police and commanded them, because they're so federalized, to go protect the border, they could protect that border and secure it, couldn't they? I mean, couldn't $1 billion put thousands of state police on the border?
Absolutely, without question. And, Alex, since you bring that up, I'm going to bring up something else here. If we can't deal with illegal aliens in Texas during this legislative session, I intend to announce my candidacy for governor of Texas and use the executive power of the Office of Governor to do exactly as you just suggested, to deal with illegal aliens. We have a lot of people in Texas who don't want to touch them. I'm talking about statewide Republican leaders or statewide national leaders who have their heads buried in the sand. And when I ask them why they won't deal, their answer is they don't want to lose the Hispanic vote. And I ask them, well, what about your oath of office where you say you're going to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Texas? And what about doing what's right instead of looking toward a Hispanic vote to get you reelected?
But, Mr. Berman, yes. To interrupt you, and I want you to continue, this is very important information. I've seen the Gallup polls. Upwards of 80% of Hispanic Americans want to control the borders as well. They know that 100 million people down south with that country, admittedly, El Paso Times and Homeland Security saying on the verge, USA Today, by the way, collapsing. We've got to do something. I mean, do we want to have $1 an hour wages? Do we want this to bankrupt all the cities and counties, have to pay for all the health care and the anchor babies? I mean, so that's another fraud. The media acts like all Hispanics want an open border and make it some racial issue when it's an issue of a third world narco-terrorist state to our south collapsing. Go ahead.
Alex, you hit the nail right on the head. And let me tell you the second biggest opponent to dealing with illegal aliens, the business community in Texas. There's an organization called the Texas Association of Business, which is our statewide Chamber of Commerce organization, and they want this large pool of cheap labor. But if people would just raise their wages up about 8% with our 6% unemployment rate in Texas, Americans will start taking all those jobs that illegal aliens hold right now. We've got to deal with them because we also have 25,000 illegal aliens in our state prison and our county jails at a cost of $40 million a year. We're treating them for multi-drug-resistant TB, polio, the plague, leprosy, malaria, Chagas disease. It's costing us a fortune. It's bankrupting our hospitals. We have chaos in our emergency rooms, yet we have legislators and higher-up legislators who don't want to touch illegal aliens. I do. And we have some 35 bills that have been filed so far in Texas to deal with illegal aliens in Texas. Now, while we're talking about that, the stimulus package, somewhere in the stimulus package, it also maintains jobs for illegal aliens at the expense of U.S. citizens.
Well, I'm looking at your record here, U.S. Army Field Artillery Officer Candidate School Hall of Fame, all the great work you've done for the Second Amendment. Which committees are you on? How do we support these bills? How do Texans get behind this?
Well, the first one I'm going to talk about is HCR 50, which reasserts our state's rights. Anybody in Texas can contact their own state representative and senators and ask them to support HCR, which means House Concurrent Resolution Number 50. When the bills concerning illegal aliens start being heard, you'll see that in every newspaper in the state, and people can come in and testify. They can call their representatives again and senators to ask them to support these bills. We don't want to continue to spend $4 billion a year on illegal aliens.
And by the way, that's a conservative number. I've seen Houston Chronicle articles with the headline, 200,000 illegals released from Houston jails in 1 year. I mean, I pulled up in my parking lot at my office. One of my guys had an expired driver's license, and the police were saying, we now take you to jail for this. And I walked up, and I said, and the police all knew me and I, from a local TV show, and I said, I said, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't take him to jail. And they said, yeah, that's right. We kind of get in trouble for that because the judges just let him go. The illegal aliens are above the American people. They don't have to follow any law, welfare fraud, it goes on and on.
It's amazing. And I have middle-income constituents, and so do other reps in this state, middle-income constituents who have less health benefits than an illegal alien does. They make a little bit too much money to be on Medicaid, which is a state welfare medical program. They don't make enough money to buy their own health insurance, but they can't go into a hospital and demand free health care. Now, let me tell you what that does. At Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, 70% of the new births are of illegal aliens. At John Peter Smith Hospital, the public hospital in Fort Worth, 75% of the new births are of illegal aliens. We're paying them to keep putting out one baby a year, and these women keep going back in the hospitals. They keep getting prenatal care. They give birth to a child.
Then they get all the welfare, then with matricula cards, and then banks give them bank IDs, then they get other IDs, and they get, I've seen cases where one woman's on like 8 or 9 different types of welfare.
But Alex, the worst thing of all, when they leave that hospital, we give their children citizenship of the United States, our most precious benefit. We're giving away to people who are committing a crime against the United States, and I'm challenging automatic citizenship under the 14th Amendment as well.
Well, Mr. Berman, I'm going to support you for governor because Kay Bailey Hutchinson is for open borders, and Rick Perry, well, what do you say about him?
Well, he's one of those who told me that he doesn't want to lose the Hispanic vote.
But 80%, I've seen the Gallup polls, of Hispanics, I mean, know that this is killing America, killing their future, killing their wages. I mean, it's bankrupting the states. And the feds love it because they can come in and federalize.
You wouldn't know it from the 32 Hispanic representatives who serve in the Texas House of Representatives. They want to give more benefits to illegal aliens while we're trying to take them away. We complained to the banking commissioner early last year when we start seeing signs outside the bank saying we accept the matricula consular, the phoniest identification document I've ever seen in the world.
Yeah, we had the Republican head of the State House in Colorado on a few years ago. Himself went out in one day, got 4 fake matriculas for himself.
Wow, amazing. I don't doubt it. It's a bad situation, Alex.
Well, it's HCR 50. Do you know what the number's going to be on the next bill?
No, I won't know it until we actually file the bill, but you can bring up my name under the Texas legislative website, and you'll find it right under my name.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it in here, and it's really strong. How do we ram this through? Just call all the state representatives, or is there a key committee to call to put pressure on them to bring this out of committee?
Well, those are resolutions, and they'll be going to the House Resolutions Committee. That's the first step. We'd have to call the House Resolutions Committee and make sure it gets out of committee. And then once it gets to the House floor, then we have to start calling every representative to make sure they understand that they should be supporting HCR 50.
Well, to tell folks how this works, okay, I can announce it on air. We can have the representative on who wrote the bill. You need to go to the Texas Capitol now and go and find out when the committee's meeting. Look online. And do it, folks, and go in and you tell them we want this introduced. And if they don't, that you're going to campaign against them. We need to get tough with these people because the country is going into globalization. The globalists want to merge the United States with Canada and Mexico. They want to make Texas and California and Arizona colonies of Mexico. And we've got to stop it.
We've got to stop it, absolutely, Alex. And I thank you for doing what you do. Thank you.
Well, we thank you, sir, and I'm going to support you for governor. I hope that you will run. And look, folks, here it is, HCR 50. Second most populous state. What, 27 million now? How many are in the state, people?
23 million.
23 million. Okay, I guess they were projecting the other day 27 by the end of the decade. Well, sir, I really appreciate you being on with us. And folks can find your website by just Googling your name.
Alex, I'll come back to you anytime.
Thank you so much, Representative. Take care. Thank you. Pleasure, too. Representative Leo Berman from the 6th Legislative District of Texas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with some other key news. And we have an Army colonel supposedly going to come on about the gun confiscation drills they're doing. This is key information. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
Railed against the crown, another ragtag band
declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down
on a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
Liberty.
For their descendants. Thanks to the Renegades! Free today!
Free today. Thanks to the Renegades.
I am free today!
Free today.
Thank God for the Renegades! And the lives they lead.
And the lives they lead.
Far ahead of their time.
Without the Renegades.
God knows where we'd be.
When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. We'll see if this colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, joins us. He's supposed to call in the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. The normal MO of the Army and the Marines is to say they're coming on and they're not come on. But we're going to get into the Daily Times Herald, Carroll, Iowa, the gun confiscation drills to go on there. Before I go any further and recap some top news while we're waiting on our next guest, I've done 3 hours, 25 minutes, and haven't told you the Obama deception is now available. It will ship March 15th. You can pre-order now so you get your copy first. Those copies are going to go out in the order they're received. We'll probably get the DVDs in here around the 10th or 12th or something, and then we'll pack them all up, and they'll just start shipping, 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 shipping. I want you to make copies and expose how this guy's a front for the New World Order. Bring in martial law and total tyranny. The baton passed perfectly from George Bush to him. Seamless integration of tyranny. The ObamaDeception.net. Check out the new website. It's been redesigned. The ObamaDeception.net. We launched it for a week. Looked good, but we've redone it. You can see the video cover. That's what the main front side is, the ObamaDeception.net. And we hope you also go to InfoWars.com and secure your DVD copies today. We also have a great new T-shirt, several Obama T-shirts, but these were to strike up conversations with Obamanoids and deprogram them. On one side, it's a split image of George Bush's face, and on the other side, Obama's face, making the whole face. And above Bush, it says, worst president ever, and beside Obama, until now. That way, people know you're not a Bush supporter, and you're explaining to them that it's bought and paid for. And it says, don't be a sucker on the back, Infowars.com. And we have those T-shirts in right now. You can order those if you would like one as well with the DVD. We hope you will go to the ObamaDeception.net or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get your order in, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at Alex Jones, to Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Austin, Texas, 78704. The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back. Another fellow emailed me and said it ought to be on March 15th. The Republic strikes back. The general public doesn't even know what a republic is. So on March 15th, the people strike back. And then they learn exactly what that means when you see the film. The Obama deception. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. In other news here, I mean, it's just coming on. AP, Transportation Secretary, says taxing how much we drive may replace gas tax. When you actually read it, they're preparing to bring that in. Federalize basically all transportation, put a satellite tracker box that will share the money with the county, city, state, federal, and international, with, of course, a bunch of carbon taxes on it. And in the federal documents we've been telling you about for over a decade, they say that to drive from Austin, they're now doing the test here in Austin. It's going in cars now here in Austin and another test around the country. It will be $165-plus to drive on top of your gas to Dallas and back, the 400-mile journey roughly. $160-plus. Oh, yes. It will be as much as $5. You can pull this up. They're not doing it in many areas of Europe and England. $5 a mile during peak times during traffic. $5 a mile. Google that. You can pull up their own documents. People told me I was a conspiracy theorist 12, 13 years ago when we had federal documents. Now it's being proposed everywhere. Your car becomes a taxi cab. In other news, all over the nation, they're putting in body scanners that 360 scan your body with a naked image of your body and federal databases, so then their biometric cameras can track your walk. That's what these are really for at the airports, not scanning for weapons. That's a dual use. And they only always talk about how a new airport puts it in, but they're going in everywhere. Tulsa passengers try out TSA's full body scanners. Oh, they try it out. Oh, it's a new fun thing. Now, that's some of the news here. Surveillance cams may fight crime, city says. They say every street corner will have cameras in Chicago, Mayor Daley says. So that is coming up as well after this quick break. And we'll see if we get this Lieutenant Colonel on the show. Looking forward to talking to him about what they're doing in Iowa. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
All right, we are back live, and Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood is our guest, one of the spokesmen for the Iowa National Guard. And, Lieutenant Colonel, I really appreciate you coming on such short notice, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. I saw this article out of the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. Have you seen that?
I sure have.
It's telling us about an urban warfare drill to be held in several towns. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's actually a planned training event to provide our soldiers with greater proficiency at what we call cordon and search, which is a mission that, just for a little background, we've deployed nearly 13,000 members of the Iowa National Guard in the Global War on Terror. And the vast majority of those have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the missions that they perform in Iraq and Afghanistan on multiple occasions is cordon and search, where basically you are trying to get to an area, cordon it off to make sure everything's safe, and then actually search for caches of weapons or other kinds of contraband which could harm American forces and other countries.
Like Fallujah, what we saw
Correct.
In Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. So because of where we're located in Iowa, there are no active duty bases in Iowa, so we kind of have to create our own urban training environments. So the plan on this particular training event was to actually use a small town of about 450 people. The town has actually kind of adopted the unit, which is called Company A, 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry. It really has adopted the unit, considers them their soldiers, and they were more than willing to participate in the exercise.
Okay, sir. Depending on how many questions I can ask, can we have you for another 20 minutes or so?
Whatever you need.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have it at the end of the show, then. That's about 24 minutes. Specifically, this is a very well-informed audience, and I know all this training has dual use. You certainly know about PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, that the National Guard is being federalized now, and that the Pentagon 3 months ago announced that, and that the governors will serve as dual-hatted officers, as federal officers, or if you're not aware of this, you can tell us. But they're also saying that they're going to have 20,000 as part of the brigade's homeland for civil insurrection, for rioting. And I've been to urban warfare drills over the years. In fact, guys, Google Police Day 2000. Let's pull up some of my urban warfare footage I shot myself with the Marines and Army. The Marines are now running DUI checkpoints. Homeland Brigades says they're going to help at car wrecks with the jaws of life. So I'm just laying out some facts there. Are you aware that there's now a massive domestic role for the regular Army and National Guard in the United States?
I think you have to look historically is that domestic role really has been filled by the National Guard across the United States for decades. And in Iowa, we're no different. For instance, last summer we had incredibly historic floods. Here in the state, the number one response force for many military is always the National Guard in their home state. And we deployed more than 4,000 people last summer to fight floods in Iowa. That being said, if there are other kinds of response necessary in the state, and typically the responses that we really have to do with are most of the time natural disasters. But in the event of other disasters, let's say some kind of weapons of mass destruction or some other kind of incident, we'd be also called upon to do that. So I do have some visibility on that duty as well.
Colonel, if you are ordered to confiscate citizens' firearms under PDD 25 or PDD 51, are you going to follow that order?
With respect to any kind of duty that we perform in Iowa, it kind of depends on which status it's in about who we take orders from, number one. If it is in a peacetime situation, the vast majority of the time, any kind of request for assistance comes from the governor of the state of Iowa. I can tell you that the order of which you just spoke has never been received by the Iowa National Guard, and I can tell you that you will not find stronger defenders of the Constitution than the men and women of the Iowa National Guard.
Well, I remember back in 2002 seeing local newscasts with Iowa National Guard, not in drills, but out on the highways searching cars and then telling the news cameras to turn off. Were you in the Guard then, or were you aware of that?
I've been in the Guard for 23 years, and I've never heard of that.
It was on Iowa news channels.
I've been a member of the Iowa National Guard since 1986. I've been in public affairs since 1991. I do not recall ever hearing of a situation such
as
that.
Well, let's just boil it down to this. I have video of Army and Marines with role players screaming, "I'm an American. Please don't put me in the camp." And the military trying to confiscate their firearms. I mean, certainly you've heard the Army Times and the new directive from Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that they will use the National Guard under federal control for civil insurrection. Are you saying you're not aware of that?
No, I'm certainly aware of that, absolutely. But I think you have to look at the role of the National Guard historically, is that historically we are used in states for disasters overwhelmingly. And our job is to, number one, be ready for our mission federally, which is to go to war. And number two is to help our fellow citizens here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that we prepare for and train for.
The Army War College 3 weeks ago issued a report saying they're shifting a lot of their focus to engaging the American people and directives on engagement with the American people under NORTHCOM. Now, this isn't, NORTHCOM isn't, part of our history. The National Guard being federalized as a full integrated force, that is new. That is different.
Well, you got to remember that the National Guard, 99% of the time, is in, if you're talking about peacetime, belongs to the state in which they are located. Only on occasion do they become federalized. One of those examples, of course, is being mobilized and deployed to go to war or peacekeeping or other kinds of federalized missions. But other than that, the National Guard generally in peacetime belongs to the governor of that state.
Absolutely. We know that they're federalizing the police. We know that National Guard and regular army on ABC News and NBC in high and dry areas went in, handcuffed Americans, and confiscated their firearms in New Orleans and surrounding areas. We know that the city officials were told to stand down. I've had them on. We also know that I've had state reps on, probably more than 20 of them the last 3 weeks, saying they're passing 10th Amendment resolutions preparing to tell the state police and others to resist federal occupation of the states because the Pentagon's directive says that the governors will be federal officers serving at the pleasure of the president and that the Congress, under PDD 51, you can go read it, sir. I bet you've even seen the classified version.
I've read parts of it.
Congress isn't even allowed to see that, by the way, which you've been allowed to see. Congress was told. I mean, is that how the branches of government work, is to have Congress told they can't see all of PDD 51?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not here for a political discussion. I work for the people of the United States of America. I'm a soldier. Every day I put on the uniform. Politics, I leave that to the politicians as well as our soldiers.
But what have they told you about the president? We're hearing about this new oath to the president. I mean, have they explained that the Congress is co-equal, at least with the executive?
I mean, the Constitution clearly sets aside the three branches of government as the defining way in which we find our political means here in the United States of America, and I would defer to the Constitution.
Well, thank you. That's heartening because this is mainstream news that for a year the Homeland Security Committee in Congress has asked to see PDD 51 in its entirety. You know, the front page says the president's a dictator under any emergency, and they're not allowed to see it. I mean, that sounds like some third world country.
Yeah. I mean, what I can tell you about what we do here in Iowa is, number one, defend the Constitution of the United States. And number two, provide assistance to the people of Iowa in times of need. Those are the things that we're concerned about. Those are the things that we train about.
All right, let me just ask you this question, sir. Can you go over, I guess, did you or someone else give an interview to this Daily Times Herald? Because this has them shutting down part of the town, going door to door, and asking about firearms and pictures on the walls, asking where's the arms dealer. And now we're hearing the military may be used, you know, to go after guns. I mean, I'm having congressmen on about this. So, sir, I mean, I've had two congressmen on the show who were threatened with martial law by the presidency under Bush if they didn't pass the bailout bill. And I'm just trying to educate you, but obviously you know all this. I mean, tell us what's going on with the drill. I mean, is this accurate, what's in the article?
Well, what I can tell you from the article is that, again, it's simply a training event. We are simulating those kinds of environments that our soldiers go into in Iraq and Afghanistan specifically, in harm's way to conduct these kinds of missions. Again, we don't have any kind of extensive urban training environment in the state of Iowa as we don't have any active duty bases here. That being said, it's our job to be able to give our taxpayers the absolute best value we can for their dollar by providing our soldiers with the best training possible with those resources that we have. So that's exactly what we're doing. It has to do with training for combat missions, not for any kind of mission here in the United States.
Sir, they've had urban
soldiers doing.
They've had urban warfare drills with the Marines and the Army all over the country, right next to military bases. And I always hear this psyop, you know, as the people are subdued in the info war, that, oh, we need this for real life, you know, this and that. I'm showing on screen right now video of Marines interrogating role players saying that they're from San Francisco. Okay, on screen right now, they're asking the role player where he's from. He's saying, I'm from San Francisco. And they're asking him where he got weapons. In fact, can we fade the audio up of this? Back it up about 15 seconds, and I want folks to hear this right now. I mean, I want this colonel to hear this because I've been there. I mean, I know what's going on. I know they tried to hire Smedley Butler, who was the top Marine in the country, to have martial law in 35. I mean, sir, you know historically there's a danger of militaries being used by the executive branch to subdue populations, and there's talk of breakdown of society and rioting right now?
Well, I mean, what I can tell you is only what we do here in Iowa, and that's to be prepared to go to war, be prepared to help people here in the United States. Those are the things that we do.
So what if there's a situation like New Orleans and you're told to go into people's houses and confiscate their firearms? I mean, they did that in Louisiana and Mississippi. I mean, would you be part of that in Iowa?
We haven't been asked to do that in the state of Iowa in the history of our state. We've been around for 170 years, the Iowa National Guard. We started as a territorial militia. And like I said, we uphold the Constitution and advocate for the Constitution every day in what we do. And what I can tell
you... But things are different now. That's the whole point, sir. We know you've been around for a long time. The point is things are changing. That's the whole point we're trying to make, Colonel.
The point that I'm trying to make is you've trotted out this parade of horribles of which I can't possibly comment. All I can tell you about is what we do here in Iowa to get ready. That's specifically what I'm going to talk to you about.
Yes, sir, Colonel. We appreciate that. We respect your you know, the fact you're being cordial while you're being interrogated. It's just we're upset because we're educated. We know what's going on. And people are going to remember what you said here today as things unfold. Understand, we've told the whole world what's going on. We know what's going on. I understand you're compartmentalized. But, you know, you've got to really be having your head in the sand to not see what's going on. I know this has dual use in Macedonia or Iraq or Afghanistan. But I know, and we've interviewed generals. We've interviewed the former head of Special Forces on this show. Okay, we've interviewed congressmen. They know what's going on, sir. And I'm telling you, you can't deny what's happening. Don't be like the people of Germany or Russia, the military that deny what was right in front of their face.
Again, I can just tell you what I see here in front of me every day. I see 9,500 men and women that are committed to liberty, that are committed to the United States of America, committed to the state of Iowa, doing the absolute best that they can do to take care of people. That's what I can tell you about.
Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, did Iowa send any guard troops to New Orleans?
Yes, we did. In fact, I was there myself as well. We did send approximately 400 that were in Mississippi and some that were also in New Orleans as well.
Did you take part in the gun confiscation?
We did not take part in any of those kinds of operations.
Did you witness it?
Did not.
The Lehrer NewsHour has reported, as well as the other programs of Bill Moyers, that mercenaries were also used from Israel and Blackwater. Did you see those guys?
No information about that.
No information? I mean, you didn't see them or no information?
Didn't personally see it.
What about the Mexican troops that helped give everybody soup to set that precedent? Did you see any of them?
Didn't see any of those either.
Now, Colonel, you're laughing a little. You certainly know that Mexican troops in New Orleans, in Houston, and in Austin, and San Antonio gave support to the effort?
That's the first I've heard of it. Please forgive my ignorance.
Folks, Google for everybody because some may not believe it. Mexican troops... aid New Orleans, and we'll put it up on screen for folks. Colonel, I've been ranting at you. I want to give you a few minutes to just, you know, talk about whatever you'd like, and then I'd like to do a final 5 minutes with you going through this article, I mean, explaining exactly what they're going to do door-to-door with the houses, what the checkpoints are going to be simulating.
Sure. When you're talking about cordon and search operations, you've got several different rings of security that you've got to provide in a particular area. And then it's important that people are treated respectfully as you go house to house, as you're looking for certain items, particularly in our experience in Afghanistan and Iraq, looking for weapon caches, whether those have AK-47s, RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, that is, any kind of ammunition or any kind of improvised explosive devices, et cetera, and our job, when we go on a cordon search, is to locate those kinds of items. And then there might also be persons of interest that we're interested in, that coalition forces want to talk to or apprehend. So, I mean, simply because of the environment in which we live in Iowa, that we don't have an active duty base, that we don't have a very extensive urban terrain environment available to us for training, then we have to get creative, and we do occasionally go into communities and work side by side with them to use the communities for our training, and this is an example of that.
You know, Colonel, I find it really hard to believe that you don't know about what the Guard did in Iowa in 2002 when it was on the local newscast, and we're going to dig those out. And I really find it hard to believe. Well, I mean, I've had all these former top JAG officers on saying this is police state, martial law. The news admits that's what's being set up. They built FEMA camps. It's in the news. Millions of plastic coffins. And we know this has been quietly being built and designed over decades. and all these states are revolting against it. And then I talk to the military, and it's just, oh, no, this is for overseas, or we're only here to help with, I mean, don't you admit this could be used dual use and could acclimate the local citizenry and the population have their guns confiscated? I mean, that's what happened in New Orleans.
All I can tell you is what our intent is, and our intent is to provide prepared soldiers so they're ready to go when it comes time for them to go someplace very dangerous, for them to not only do their mission successfully, but survive and come home to their families. Those are the things that we do and what we see.
Did you hear about Governor Blagojevich 4 months ago before he got disgraced, saying they were to use the National Guard in Illinois for door-to-door gun confiscation?
That's a different place. We're talking about Iowa here, not Illinois.
But you know about the new Pentagon directive for a unified force basically taking away the state control of the National Guard. I mean, that's word for word what Robert Gates says they're doing.
With respect to politics, again, I'm going to stay out of politics with you. That's not my job.
Okay, we got a break, sir. We got a break, Colonel. We got a break. But, I mean, this is not politics. This is your oath we're talking about. Just stay there, please, sir.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Colonel, are you guys going to have any live ammo, or will it be blanks, flashbangs? We've seen other drills where the Army blows up cars here in Texas, and then the mayor announces they've really been attacked by terrorists for the PSYOP, and then a day later announced they hadn't in Belton. What's going on with the ammo?
I mean, it really depends on where it is that we're training and what the actual task is. Generally, in training, we use blank ammunition, and only under very carefully controlled circumstances at a facility that can really handle a lot of live ammunition, would we go to a live fire exercise. But generally in the state of Iowa, while we're training, it's always with some kind of blank ammunition.
Generally, or are you, but you're, so that means sometimes you do have live ammo.
We do not train in Iowa with live ammunition. We do do range fire here, which is to make sure that you're proficient on your particular
sure.
weapons that you're assigned. But sure. other than that, we don't do live fire training exercises here in Iowa.
Well, you're pretty informed on all these issues. Obviously, you're right in the middle of it. Have you heard about the mainstream news articles about Marines in California and other places helping at DWI checkpoints with citizens? Would that violate posse comitatus?
I'm not aware of that. With respect to active duty military, that's called Title 10 when you're on active duty, and they're not allowed to participate in certain kinds of operations under the Posse Comitatus Act.
We got secret memorandums at an Army checkpoint on I-35 back in 1998. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And the FBI showed up because the Army was telling us to get out of there, so they called the FBI. And the guy gave us the cover sheet, but actually stapled secret memorandum marked restricted 477 counties saying, we want to help you with warrant service at homes. We're here to help you. Do you guys have secret memorandums like that in Iowa?
No, we don't participate in those kind of operations.
You ever heard of any other states doing that?
I have not.
What about like even the National Guard, like in Alabama, comes out to sporting events and searches people's bags and things? Do you guys participate in that?
No, we do not.
Like the Army at the Super Bowl searching people, you guys don't take part in that?
No, we don't take part in that.
Does that sound like freedom to you all over the country to have the National Guard at big events like at the Kentucky Derby and the Super Bowl searching bags?
Well, I think if you're talking about keeping Americans safe, it's our job to do whatever we can to help them with that. And if our job happens to be to detect weapons of mass destruction or other kinds of things that could harm a great deal of people, that's what we do. Certainly, again, we absolutely believe in the Constitution, and you won't find better patriots than people in the National Guard.
Last time I was down in Central America, there was military out searching people. I mean, to me, is that the classic image of freedom, you know, keeping us safe from WMD, searching three-year-olds' purses? So we have photos of that.
Well, I mean, all I can tell you is what we do here in Iowa and what we see in our operations. For instance, we were just asked to take part in the inauguration in Washington, D.C. Our job there was to help make sure people got in the right places, make sure that people were safe, and those are the kinds of missions that we're generally asked to do.
But you're saying that's not a violation of posse comitatus to have the National Guard now completely federalized searching people's bags?
No, I didn't say that. In fact, what I can tell you about the Iowa National Guard is we're generally in a state status on operations, unless, of course, we're deployed for war, then we'd be in a federal status. But generally, if we're going to work here in the United States somewhere, we're generally on a state status of some kind, which is not
are you
a federal
guys,
status.
Are you guys getting a lot of phone calls about this right now?
We actually have gotten a number of phone calls about this, but I think the biggest misnomer is that is once people find out that the actual mission is about replicating training so we can go to war, then they're okay with that.
So after folks,
I think it's a misconception that has anything to do with other than combat readiness.
Yeah, well, I've seen the documents, interviewed folks above your pay grade, Lieutenant Colonel. I'm sorry to tell you, you are wrong. You're being acclimated yourself. The police are being acclimated. The local community is being acclimated. For martial law, the FEMA camps are now public. No more denial. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood, we appreciate your time. We ask you to live up to your oath.
Thanks for your opportunity.
Thank you. Take care. We'll be back tomorrow live. Actually, back Sunday. And the Reason Podcast starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.